from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. When state legislators convene on December 6th for political redistricting, they will not be allowed concealed carry of firearms at the state capitol. Leading Democrat lawmakers like State Senator George Munoz of Gallup approved the changes on Monday. He said they were a necessary response to new and unpredictable security threat. But don't tell that to State Representative Candy Spencer-Zell of Roswell.
It's just another move for them to suppress our Second Amendment rights. I can't believe that they're doing this by rule without any input from the rest of the legislators or especially from the public, because that is the people's house up there. It's a direct assault on our Second Amendment rights.
The new restrictions don't apply to certified law enforcement officers and uniformed armed service personnel, and additional exceptions can be granted by the House Speaker and Senate President, positions currently held by Democrats. According to a post on the Roswell Police Department Facebook page, Goddard High School and Del Norte Elementary in Roswell were briefly locked down Thursday afternoon as Roswell police searched for a man who was involved in a domestic dispute in a neighborhood near the two schools on North Garden Avenue and then fled the scene on foot in possession of a gun before officers arrived. He was eventually located and arrested along North Main Street near Vista Parkway, and the gun was recovered. Former New Mexico State Police officer, 26-year-old Ricky Romero Jr. of Roswell, was sentenced by 5th Judicial District Judge Lisa Riley to a prison term of 3 years, all suspended, and to be served on supervised probation. Romero was accused of soliciting and receiving sexually explicit images from an underage girl on social media. As part of the plea deal, Romero was given a disposition agreement for a conditional discharge, which allows an individual who is given a suspended sentence to enter a conditional plea, placed on probation without the court making a formal adjudication of guilt. If he successfully completes probation, Romero will not be forced to register as a sex offender. A 14-year-old female from Hobbs was arrested on November 2nd for a shooting that occurred on October 18th, that according to Hobbs police. Reports indicate that the female allegedly stole a gun from a family friend and shot a 15-year-old male, causing his lung to collapse. There's been no clear motive in this incident. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.